Come run, come all, come heed our loving call and listen in your youth. Come run, come all, you're needed big or small to learn the tales of truth. For we are in a battle and join as warriors of light. Come run, come all, stand nobly brave and tall, and join this glorious fight.
Hello, my sweet listeners. I hope you have been having a wonderful day. Today we get to hear the last of Nephi's words from the whole Book of Mormon. These are such special teachings about Christ's doctrine. Remember how Nephi loves to speak in plain, simple language? Well, he's going to teach us about Christ's doctrine as plainly as he can so that we cannot misunderstand him. He begins, "Do you remember when I spoke to you about the vision that I had of John the Baptist? I saw him baptize the Lamb of God." Now, Christ himself was holy and didn't need to be baptized to wash his sins away, but he was baptized because he wanted to be obedient to all of Heavenly Father's commandments. Now, if he needed to be baptized, and he was sinless, then we have even more need to be baptized because we are sinners. We are unholy, and we need the gift of the Holy Ghost in our lives. The example that Christ set for us by being baptized helps us understand that we also need to be baptized in order to live with Heavenly Father again someday. Jesus asked us to follow him and his example. So is it possible to follow him without getting baptized? You see, Heavenly Father commands us to repent and to be baptized in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There are some churches out there who don't practice giving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and even if they did, it wouldn't really count since they're not doing it under proper authority and using God's priesthood power. Here is one of my favorite quotes from Joseph Smith about baptism. He said, "You might as well baptize a bag of sand as a man, if not done in view of the remission of sins and getting of the Holy Ghost. Baptism by water is but half a baptism, and is good for nothing without the other half, that is, the baptism of the Holy Ghost." And Elder Bednar, one of Christ's 12 apostles on the earth today, said, "We were baptized by immersion in water for the remission of sins. And we must also be baptized by and immersed in the Spirit of the Lord. And then cometh a remission of your sins by fire and by the Holy Ghost." Do you know how the Holy Ghost can help us receive a remission of sins, or make it possible for us to be clean again after we sin? It's something I've thought a lot about, and I really like what Elder Mickelson, who is a member of the 70, said about it. He explained, "Through the atonement, the Savior, giving himself as a ransom for our sins, authorizes the Holy Ghost to cleanse us in a baptism of fire. As the Holy Ghost dwells in us, his purifying presence burns out the filthiness of sin. As soon as the commitment is made, the cleansing process begins." I personally love imagining the Holy Ghost's presence burning out the sin from my soul when I want to repent. It might sound like it hurts, but it doesn't. To me, it feels like walking out into the warm sunshine when I've been sitting in a really cold room for a long time. Well, let's continue on with Nephi's teachings. He heard Jesus' voice speaking to him, and Jesus said, "Whoever is baptized in my name can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost from Heavenly Father, just like me." You see, Nephi had seen Jesus receive the Holy Ghost when he was baptized too, and it had come out of heaven in the form of a dove, which represents peace and purity. Nephi then said, "I know that if we follow Jesus with all our hearts and don't fake it or just pretend to follow him, And if we repent and show to Heavenly Father that we are willing to take Christ's name upon ourselves through the baptismal covenant, then we really will receive the Holy Ghost. And we can receive all sorts of gifts from the Holy Ghost, including being able to speak like the angels. It will be amazing. Now, I want to ask those who are listening, do you know what it means to take Christ's name upon yourself? It means that you think, what would Jesus do or say? And then you would do that thing, trying to be like Jesus Christ himself. It means that other people can get to know Christ better by the way that you act and speak and think. Those of us who have entered into the baptismal covenant with Heavenly Father have promised him that we will keep his commandments, take Christ's name upon us, which we just talked about, and try our best to always remember Jesus. We are reminded of these covenants each time we take the sacrament. If you listen closely to the sacrament prayers this Sunday, see if you can hear the promises that you make to God and the promise that he makes to us in return. You can also talk about it with your family. Well, after sharing these things with us, Nephi heard Jesus again. And Jesus said, Nephi, if you've repented of your sins and have been baptized and have received the Holy Ghost and you choose to deny me, it would be better for you if you had never known me at all. And then you know what happened? Something very special and sacred that didn't happen very often in the scriptures. Nephi heard Heavenly Father's voice speak to him. And Heavenly Father said, yes, Nephi, the words of my beloved are true and faithful. Whoever endures to the end will be saved. What wonderful, precious words to hear. Nephi explains that only if we endure to the end, meaning that if we stay faithful and true to Christ in our lives, no matter what happens, then we will be saved by Christ so that we can live with Heavenly Father in his celestial kingdom. And part of enduring to the end means making special covenants with Heavenly Father, like being baptized and receiving your endowment in the temple, and someday being married to someone that you love in the temple. Now, if you've watched any of the church's friend-to-friend broadcasts, you might have noticed that they talk about the covenant path a lot. If you haven't watched the friend-to-friend broadcasts, we highly encourage you to watch them because they are full of truth and light, and even some silly funny things too. Well, Nephi also talks to us about the covenant path and explains that the covenant of baptism is kind of like the gate that lets us through to start walking on the covenant path back to Heavenly Father. He says, once you've been baptized and have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, then you're on the right path that leads to eternal life. But once you're on the path after baptism, does that mean that you're done trying to be like Jesus? Oh, no way. You've made it that far with faith, and you must press forward on the path with a steadfastness in Christ and a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and all men. And if you do this, if you press forward and feast on the words of Christ and endure to the end, then just like Heavenly Father says, you will have eternal life. Now, you may want to pause this for a moment to talk with your family about what it means to feast on the words of Christ. It sounds like an interesting thing to do, doesn't it? Well, Nephi says, this is the only way that anyone can be saved in God's kingdom. The things I have taught you are what I call the doctrine of Christ, and it is the only true doctrine of the Godhead. Maybe the things that Nephi called the doctrine of Christ sound familiar to those of you who know what the fourth article of faith is. If you remember, Joseph Smith wrote the fourth article of faith, and I'm going to sing it now. So sing along if you know it. It says, we believe that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are first faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Second, repentance. Third, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins. Fourth, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Those are all the things that Jesus spoke to Nephi about. And of course, Jesus told us that we need to endure to the end as well. So the next time you read or say aloud the fourth article of faith, you can think, hey, Jesus and Nephi and Joseph Smith all taught the same thing. In fact, all the prophets have and do and will teach these same things because, as Nephi said, this is the only way back to Heavenly Father. And anyone who tries to tell you differently is lying, or they just don't understand. Now, Nephi has a few more things to say to us. He says, I suppose that you might be wondering what you're supposed to do after you've entered the gate to the straight and narrow covenant path by baptism. But why do you wonder about these things? Don't you remember that I said that after you've received the Holy Ghost, that you could speak just like the angels? How would that be possible without the gift of the Holy Ghost? You see, angels speak by the power of the Holy Ghost, which means that they speak the words of Christ. And I tell you to feast on the words of Christ because they will tell you everything that you should do after you've been baptized. Now, if you can't understand what I'm saying, it's probably because you aren't praying to know the truth of my words, just like my brothers Laman and Lemuel. You've got to ask Heavenly Father and knock on His door through prayer so that you can receive His light and knowledge. Oh, I wish I could tell you more, but I can't because the Holy Ghost is stopping me, and I am left to mourn because of the wicked and sinful people who choose not to pray to Heavenly Father for understanding. He is ready to give you knowledge so plainly that you cannot misunderstand Him. I tell you, if you would just listen to the Holy Ghost who is telling you to pray, then you would know that you really must pray, for only evil spirits teach you not to pray. But I say, you must pray always, always, always about everything. Now, I am going to tell you the very last words that Nephi recorded on his plates. The next prophet to write on the plates is Nephi's younger brother, Jacob, who we've already heard from a little bit before. And we won't hear from Nephi again this year. We'll hear from some other men named Nephi, but not Lehi's son named Nephi. So Nephi said, you guys, I can't write down all the things that my people were taught since I'm not very good at recording things on the plates, although I am very mighty when I speak, since I speak with the power of the Holy Ghost, which carries the truth of what I speak to the hearts of those who listen to me. But unfortunately, there are a lot of people who harden their hearts against the Holy Ghost so that He can't get His message to them. He can't testify to them of truth and God's love. And because of this, they read the scriptures, but they don't really believe them. I wish they understood that I have written down my thoughts and prophecies about things that are worth so much, especially to my own posterity. I constantly pray for my posterity during the day, and my eyes water my pillow with tears all night long because of my posterity. I know that God will hear my prayers for them, though, so that helps me feel better. I do know that there are some who will read and believe my words, since my writings persuade my readers to do good, and it teaches them about their ancestors and about Jesus, and that they should believe in Him and endure to the end. But I have also written some harsh words against sin and wickedness, so just know that if people are angry because of what I have written, it will be because they are listening too closely to Satan. Oh, I glory in plainness and in truth and in my Jesus, for He hath redeemed me. I have charity for my people and for the Jews that we left in Jerusalem and for the Gentiles. I love all of them so much, but I can only feel hope for those who turn to Christ and enter the covenant path through the gate of baptism, and walk on the path that leads to Heavenly Father and eternal life. Now, I hope that everyone who reads these words will pay attention to them and believe in Christ. And even if you don't believe my words, then please believe Christ himself, who teaches everyone everywhere to do good. In fact, Christ will teach you that my words are true, since my words are the words that Christ has taught me. And someday, after I have died, and after you have died, we will meet at God's judgment bar, and you will know for sure that God really commanded me to write down his words, even though I'm not the best writer. Oh, I pray that all of us will be saved in the celestial kingdom someday. I bid everyone a farewell, and I bid a forever farewell to those who won't believe my words or Christ's words, since you will not be living with Heavenly Father in heaven with us. Goodbye. And those were Nephi's last words to us. I can't believe we've already heard all the stories from the first books, the first and second books of Nephi. Well, this upcoming week is Easter week, so if you want to listen to some stories that will help get you in the Easter spirit, you can go back and listen to the stories I told last year about Jesus' last week in Jerusalem before he died and was resurrected. I believe they're stories 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25. I hope you each have a wonderful, beautiful Easter celebration with your families and get to feel the love that our Savior has for each and every one of you. Until next time, have a beautiful life. Goodbye.